97.5 The Fanatic.
But I want to bring in someone who I have just the utmost respect and admiration for who she is, more than what she does, because she does a terrific job on NBC Sports Philly and does a fantastic job with our own Tyrone Johnson on Sixers Outsiders. But what you stand for and who you are, Crystal Rich, I appreciate you and I respect you and admire you, and thank you for joining the show. What's up, Crystal? How are you?
Rob, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for that introduction. Man, it has been a rough day. When I heard the news, I mean, I think I, along with some friends, were just crying for hours. This is a man who impacted the world, Rob. You know, a lot of people know that my minor was Chinese, and I studied in China, and I remember back in 2010 going to the basketball courts in China, and literally the entire court, there was nothing but Kobe jerseys on. He didn't just, like, Philadelphia, Los Angeles. This is a man who impacted the world, and I was blessed to be able to see that. At the time when I was in college, you know, broadcasting is my job. I've been a hard news reporter, Rob. I covered murders, tragedies, and nothing has hit me like this. That's how you know a man is impactful, when you never knew him personally, but you shed tears for him, you cry for him. You know, I grew up playing basketball, and I always wore number 8 for Kobe.
Wow.
That's how much respect and admiration myself, my family had for this phenomenal human being. My grandfather graduated from Lower Merion class of 1940.
Wow.
The first African-Americans on that basketball team fought racial injustice, winning hearts through basketball. And we like to think they paved the way for players like Kobe. So it always brought me so much pride to just feel like you're slightly connected. Even if you're not in the grand scheme of things, that's what Kobe's part of his legacy is. People feel connected to him.
Yeah.
Rob, they feel connected to his greatness, to his mentality, to his love for his family. And this one really hurts, Rob.
97.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
I can't relate to being a great basketball player, but I can relate to being a dad who loves his daughters. And that's why when I look at it from that perspective and to know that one of those girls is gone now, Crystal, and now there's the other girls are left without a daddy and without a sister. It's tough. Yeah. It's tough, yeah. Crystal. It's tough. Well, listen, I want to thank you too for reaching out. I'm not going to, you know, read it on the air, but the text that you sent me, the words, the encouragement, the appreciation. Thank you. I appreciate you.
If you don't mind, I just want to touch on that for 1 second.
Sure.
I really believe that no one knows. This man was in his 40s. He was so young. No one knows when their time is up. And one of the most important things is you have to know God. You have to know him by name. And you know I'm a follower of Jesus Christ.
Amen, sister.
I know his name. I know what he did for me, which is die for my sins. Everyone is a sinner. No one is perfect. Jesus was the only perfect man to walk this earth. And he wants to spend eternity with all of us if we will just know his name.
Amen.
He knew what he did for us. So, you know, that's one of my biggest takeaways during tragedy is knowing God, and in Kobe's case, is having that Mamba mentality in everything that you do, whether it's basketball or accounting or a business that you want to start. That's what he's leaving behind, and that's what all of us should take with both hands and run with, that same mentality, that I'm going to shoot in the gym until I'm great mentality.
So true. Crystal, beautifully said. Thank you so much. I know you're on a trip. Be safe wherever you're going, and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Rob. Take care.
Take care. That is Crystal Rich from NBC Sports Philly, from the Sixers Outsiders. You can follow her at Crystal Rich on all her social media platforms.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.